Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks again for joining me. It is another beautiful summer Friday morning here in Vancouver. And coming up this weekend, tomorrow actually, July 24th, is the up here at the UBC campus is the Camp Moomba Yogathon and Bliss Fest. And that is a fundraising effort to brighten the lives of children impacted by HIV and AIDS. So again, that is tomorrow, Saturday, July 24th, 2010, and the gates open at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow. Yoga practice begins at 11 a.m., and it's at the UBC McGinnis Field here in Vancouver. Online registration is closed, so you can register on-site at the event. Walk-ins are welcome. And if you want more information about that online, you can go to Camp Moomba Yogathon. com. So today we were supposed to have celebrity numerologist Tanya Gabrielle, and there was a little bit of a snafu, so I didn't remind her in time, so I take full responsibility for that. I apologize. So we're just going to kind of be winging it today. I'm going to play you some music, and I might pull some angel cards. Since today's show was supposed to be about numerology, I did bring in my Angel Numbers book, which is written by Doreen Virtue. So this is her interpretation of what the angels are trying to tell you if you're seeing numbers. So for example, if you're waking up every morning at 3:25 a.m. every day, and you're wondering what the significance of 3:25 is, call me 604-822-2487, or whatever numbers you see all the time. If you're seeing 111 every time you look at the clock, or 1111 or something like that, any kind of numbers that are coming up for you repeatedly or feel significant to you and you want to know perhaps what they might mean, give me a call, 604-822-2487, and I can give you a definition of that number or numbers and how they might affect you according to the angels and Doreen Virtue. So I'm going to play some music. Speaking of angels, this next track I'm going to play is called Angels by Makeshift Innocence. And I think I'm just going to do that now. So I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
So tired when all you wanted was to spread your wings and fly. I hope you know that I allowed to realize that all this isn't just waterfall. and changed her mind. I really thought that in the end, oh, we would be alright. I tried to give her time to figure out her life, but oh, in the end, you're my only friend, and you turned as cold as ice. 'Cause I'm seeing angels for the first time, which makes me wonder, God, oh, why I'm still alive. 'Cause I'm seeing remember, baby, darling, to put that smile on your face. And when the sun shines upon this place, I said, I will, oh, no, no, I will. I'll do my best to put that smile on my face. 'Cause I'm seeing angels for the first time, which makes me wonder, God, oh, why I'm still alive. 'Cause I'm seeing an angel from my own eyes. 'Cause now I know, but never knew, when it was I'd realize. 'Cause I'm seeing
Angels by the band Makeshift Innocence, and they are a Canadian band. I think they might be from Calgary. Their CD was recorded in Calgary, so if you want more information about them, you can find them at makeshiftinnocence.com. Quite a lovely song, so I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Again, I've brought in my Angel Numbers book by Doreen Virtue, so if you're seeing a lot of numbers that are coming up for you, maybe you're waking up at the same time every morning and you're wondering what's significant about that, or you keep seeing a series of numbers on everywhere you go, the clock or license plates, whatever. If it feels significant to you and you want to know what it might mean, give me a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and I will be happy to open my little booklet here. It's nice and pink, and I will read the definition for you. I've also brought in my Healing with the Angels Oracle cards, also by Doreen Virtue. I love her stuff. And so if you'd like me to pull a magical angel card for you and tell you what it means, then give me a call, 604-822-2487. Always a nice way to start out your day by pulling a card from one of your favorite uplifting decks, and it's just a nice way to start the day. I enjoy it. So again, the Camp Moomba Yogathon is going to be on tomorrow here at the UBC campus. So that's Saturday, July 24th. Gates open at 8:30. Yoga practice begins at 11 a.m. And again, it is a fundraiser for the children impacted by HIV and AIDS. So it's definitely going to a good cause, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. They have it up here every year, so feel free to join us. UBC McGinnis Field here at the University of British Columbia campus. Okay, so also what's happening, I was supposed to have a guest, a celebrity numerologist on, and so that kind of fell through. So I'm just decided to wing it today. I was debating on whether I should play a repeat for you, or I was going to play you the Alana Miles interview, but it's a two-part interview, so I'm going to be playing that in August, so I don't have to split it up with another show in between the weeks. So next week we're going to be talking about something called lithomancy, and it is a divination practice similar to rune stones, but it predates rune stones. It's like super ancient and quite interesting. And there's a man who wrote a book about it, and I guess he didn't develop the program, since it's like thousands and thousands of years old. But he's going to be talking about what that is and doing mini readings on the air. So definitely tune in next week for that. Again, if you want your angel card read, give me a call, 604-822-2487. And also coming up this weekend on Sunday is the Pride Parade here in Vancouver. And I'm actually going to be here, I think it's from noon to 2, I'll be here at the station helping to broadcast it, because CITR is going to have a show of a live broadcast. There are going to be 3 roving reporters out there doing interviews and talking to people on the streets and in the parade. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be playing music here from the station and kind of coordinating that whole situation. So if you want to check out the Pride Parade and maybe you're not able to actually physically go, definitely check us out here on CITR on Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. So I'm going to play another song right after this.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety, confidence, choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. I hope that you are having a wonderful Friday, or if you're listening to this on podcast online, whatever day or time of day it is, I hope that you are having a wonderful experience and enjoying the moment. Just a reminder to breathe and enjoy this moment. So I'm going to play a song now by Surya Sound. She's been on the show a couple of times. Love her. And this is her song called Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare
With me today. and that they cannot. Yet your angels can lift away your fears if you will ask and then let them. You are truly blessed and very, very loved by God and the angels. So that's the angel card that I pulled for you today. If you would like a specific angel card reading, give me a call, 604-822-2487, and I can pull a card for you again. That number is 604-822-2487. And I wanted to give you my website address, spiritualshow.com, if you ever want to listen to past episodes or information about upcoming guests. spiritualshow.com is where you can find me, and you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So I'm going to play another song for you today, and this is from the Moondrops Mantra CD, and it is called Om Chandra, here on Synchronicity. Thank you. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. And that was Aum Chandra from the Moondrops CD by Michel Dumond. And we will be back with more Synchronicity really soon.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today. I hope that you have a wonderful day today, a wonderful Friday, and a super fantastic and sparkly weekend filled with joy and love and fun and all of the wonderful, joyful dreams that you have. I've been this last week, as you may or may not know, I co-host another show just on the internet. It's called Illuminating Souls with my friend Laurel Bleeden Maffei. She is a channel for the angelic realm, and the consciousness that she channels, called Josephus and the Wisdom Council, have brought forth a manifesting technique for her to use and to share with everyone. And it's 7 days of manifesting, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been doing it for the last week, and interesting things are starting to happen. So if you want to participate in that, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Marie Bernard. You can find the Synchronicity Facebook page at facebook.com/spiritualshow, and just contact me there and I can send you to her page if you want more information about that. Essentially, what it is you take a piece of paper and you write down one or two or three of like to manifest in the coming week. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen for you in 7 days. It can be a bigger goal, but it'll just sort of start things moving for you. So you take the piece of paper, you write these things down, you put it under your pillow, and each night as you are in bed, you ask the angels to work with you on the astral plane as you're sleeping, and to work with you to teach you what you need to know about how to become a closer vibrational match to your dreams that you've written on this little piece of paper. And then throughout the day, during these 7 days, you want to really pay attention to synchronicities and feelings of inner guidance. And even a feeling of inner guidance might just be this urge to do something, and you don't know why you feel like you have to do it. For example, the other day I went to a store to buy something, and I was standing in line, and I just kind of was like, I'm not feeling this. I just want to leave. I didn't have a bad feeling or anything. It was just kind of like, this just doesn't feel right. So I left, and I thought, well, you know, I want to get this thing. So if I see something on my way home, if I see a store that I feel I want to go into, I'm going to do that. So I ended up going into another store, and I found this girl's iPhone, and she was so thrilled to get it back, and she was just ecstatic. And I think that that must have been guidance, because if I hadn't gone in there at that exact moment, this girl might have lost her phone forever. It could have been scooped by someone else. Who knows? And so, and I also got to enjoy her excitement of finding her phone, because it was such an important thing for her. She's like, oh my God, everything, my whole life is in this phone. Thank you so much. And it felt really good to be able to help her. So that's the kind of thing that may be guidance. It might not be like a loud voice booming into your brain saying, do this. It might just be a feeling that you kind of think is your own idea, but maybe it's coming from a more mystical or angelic or godly kind of source. So that kind of thing you want to write down. And then also you want to take at least one action step towards your goal each day. It could be a small action step, but you want to infuse it with big intention. You want to ask your angels, okay, this is my action step, you know, do your thing, help me energize this small action. It might be going for a walk outside. It might be picking up the phone to call a client or a prospective client. It might be making an appointment to have someone help you with your resume or something like that. Just depends on what your goal is. Of course, you need to use your own wisdom and guidance for that, but you want to take one action step. So you're going to write down the action step as well as the synchronicities and guidance that you notice throughout the day. You can get yourself a little notebook for that. And then every night, again, you're going to ask your angels to work with you on the astral plane so that they can help you become a closer vibrational match to your goals and to help you clear maybe some blockages that you might have to achieving your goals. And so you do that for 7 nights. And then on the 8th night, you take the piece of paper and you safely burn it. So if you have a fireplace or some kind of fire pit, of course there are fire restrictions in Vancouver right now because of the summer, but use your own common sense and guidance. If you're going to do that in the sink or somewhere, it's just a small piece of paper. So of course use your head and be very careful. And so that is the 7-day manifesting process that Laurel Bleeden Maffei came up with. And I've been having a lot of fun doing it and sharing some of the synchronicities that have been happening in my life since I started. So feel free to give it a try and let me know how it's working for you. So I'm going to play another song, and this is from another local artist. His name is Tim Steinruck. The album is God's Chair, and the song is called B.
Master of my own demise, I am. Slave of my own design, flow. I fall. try to all I know. Goodbye, goodbye.
Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. That was Tim Steinruck with B from his album, God's Chair. So thank you to Tim for sending that in. And if you are a musician with spiritual music or music that, you know, the kind of music that you hear on this show and you think that my listeners might like it, feel free to send it in. You can find the contact information and mailing address at spiritualshow.com. There's a contact page with the mailing address, so go there, spiritualshow.com. If you're a musician and you want to send me your music to play and promote on the show. So I just received an email from Kirsten. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. And she wanted me to pull an angel card for her, and it is my absolute pleasure to do that. So the angel card that I pulled for Kirsten is Answered Prayer. And if you're hearing this and you're not Kirsten and it resonates with you, then perhaps you need to hear this message as well. So the card meaning is, fear not, beloved one, your prayers have been heard and answered. All of your prayers are always answered. Sometimes you may not feel this way because the answer comes in unexpected ways. Perhaps you receive an intuitive feeling, or a new opportunity appears, or a book falls off the shelf. The angels answer our prayers very often by giving us ideas or information in these everyday ways. By drawing this card, the angels request that you be extra observant. Notice everything that you hear, say, think, and feel. Be especially alert to help that comes to you, and be sure to accept that help. You do deserve this assistance, and many times God enlists people to act as earth angels who bring you answers to your prayers. So thank you, Kirsten, for emailing me and requesting that mini card reading. So I'm going to play another song here on Synchronicity, and this is by Cantoria. This is a father and his daughter. I have played this music on the show before. This is one of my couple of my favorite tracks from the CD, and this is called Poteka, I believe, and it is in Hebrew. I'm just looking for the definition of it. So what it means is, the words that they'll be saying in Hebrew mean, you open your hand and your favor satisfies all of life, here on Synchronicity.
Oh, hi, Hera. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. The series runs from July 9th to September 3rd every Friday evening. Come and enjoy a diverse array of world music while sampling food selected specifically to complement the music. Of the series' 9 concerts, the first 4 are in July.
On July 9th, the series kicks off with the Birds of Paradox, combining Western Chinese and Indian music. Delana Gail Bowen with her sultry blues, jazz, and gospel on July 16th, Ocean of Sound with their percussion-based music on July 23rd, and the Vancouver Piano Ensemble on July 30th.
Tickets are $20 and $18 for garden members. A season's pass is only $135 with a savings of $45.
For tickets and information, call 604-662-3207 extension 210 and visit VancouverChineseGarden.com for a full listing of upcoming concerts. The Enchanted Evenings series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver every Friday from July 9th to September 3rd.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. So thank you again to Kirsten, who emailed for that angel mini reading. It was such a pleasure to read that. And again, that was from Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Angels Oracle card deck. So now I'm going to play a song from, his name is Baird Hersey, and the album is called Walking the Cobra, Vocal Meditations on the Chakras. And I think I am going to play something for the sixth chakra. And the sixth chakra is the center of the forehead. It is a single point. That's the shape. It's violet usually. And this is basically, I believe the sixth chakra is kind of your third eye. So this is a song specifically for that. And it's called Violet Eye.
Oh.
Synchronicity, mind, body, and it's been a wonderful hour, and that hour is almost past us. So coming up in a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive, and that was Baird Hirsey with from his album Walking the Cobra, and that song was for the sixth chakra, for your third eye. And I just want to send my love to you today and for the weekend, and I hope that you found this an uplifting hour. I know it wasn't the guest that it was supposed to be, but I think it turned out all right. I hope you had a good time. I sure did. So thanks again for being with me. I'll see you next week. We're going to be talking about a subject called lithomancy. It's kind of like rune stones, but it predates runes. So it is a very ancient divination technique. So if you're interested in getting a mini reading of that, definitely tune in next week. And again, on Sunday, I will be here for the Pride Parade. We'll be broadcasting live from the Pride Parade, but someone has to sit in the station and press all the buttons. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'll be entertaining you between interviews and between the roving reporters, speaking with people on the street, having a great time decked out in their crazy outfits. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're into Pride, then give us a listen on Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Be well. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to close the show with a song by Stuart St. John called Magnificent Planet Earth. Love you. Bye-bye.